I too want to echo Andrea's sentiments and everyone else who spoke for development director. I've been saying it for 3.5 years. We spent total of development expenses $267,251. And I want to go on record as saying a good part of that going to the consultants for Goldbusters. Again, I want to remind everybody, I think that was a waste of money. We had put that towards the development. And I like the idea of being creative and coming up a way. We don't have to hire a permanent, fully benefited, do-nothing person. We don't have to go that way. We can come up and find somebody who's willing to work on, you know, a percentage or someone even willing to volunteer to do it until they get a certain amount of money or something. But we need development more than we needed a program director. I want to put that on record too, because the programming was not the issue, has never been the issue. The issue is developing our audience and raising funds, and I agree that that should be a function of the board as well. But I also would like to remind everybody, I wanted to ask Barbara a technical question.
I hope I know a technical answer.
On the lines 7980 is kind of blurred. I don't know what those are. It looks like somebody changed something. Did you address that and I missed it? 7980?
Those two lines are lines where the national office template groups a bunch of account numbers together. And we don't display it in the same way. And it did make the typeface smaller. Nobody's trying to sneak anything around.
I'm just wondering what it is. I didn't say you were.
I'm making a joke, please. In any case, if you want more information about those lines, we'll get it.
All right. And then your comment about you don't have confidence that we'll be able to get these budgets way in advance. We're not asking way in advance. How about just some in advance?
Wait a minute. I didn't say the budget. I meant the monthly report.
The monthly reports, exactly.
Well, I got it last night, Joy.
All right. I'm just making a suggestion or putting on record that I think as a board, in order for us to make this decision and be informed and be able to talk about it, we could give us some advance. Then lastly, I want to remind the board that Lewis passed this wonderful resolution, brought this resolution to the board to support the apprenticeship program. We have some money. I know it's not predictable money. I don't want to go around wishing people died and left us money. But I want us to look at somehow supporting, again, the apprenticeship program, because it's one of the organizations within the KPFA that actually brings in people from the community, and I think that effort deserves to be fully supported.
Thank you. Okay, Jack needs a microphone.
Well, turn on. I deeply hope that what I'm about to say does not sound rhetorical, because it's not intended to be rhetorical. It's intended to convey a puzzlement. So we're having this discussion about the KPFA budget and the fact that through some magic and the passage of life, we happen to have a surplus in the KPFA budget now. And we're talking about that and how it might be spent and things of that sort. Meanwhile, surrounding that is the financial situation of Pacifica. And I don't know how to understand the issue of a surplus in the KPFA budget and the way that that money might be spent or saved in KPFA's treasury without embedding it in the general problem of the financial status of Pacifica, what's happening with the other stations, what people are going to be called upon to do in order to save the network, and how that's going to work itself out. So, I don't want to, my intention is not to be rhetorical about it, but it seems to me that unless I have, or unless we have, an idea of where Pacifica stands and whether or not there's a reasonable chance that Pacifica may be going under or going into continuing crisis, I frankly don't know how to engage the question of the temporary surplus that KPFA magnificently has at the moment. So these discussions, you know, while meaningful to each person kind of in the small, to me, I don't understand them because I don't know how to embed them into the general situation that we find ourselves in. So again, this is a question, a puzzlement.
There has been some discussion with the national office and the business manager, the general managers, about specifically right now KPFT needing big bucks for transmitter improvement, and their ability to raise money is affected by how well their signal is transmitted. So that isn't in the list of things that were given to me, you know, about the how the discussions are going now, but it is what was given to me was the fact that we've paid our central services and would pay ahead, I believe, which would provide the national office with some funds to assist with a loan another station. This isn't a committed thing at this point, but it is being discussed. Everybody recognizes the problems with whether the programs are being broadcast for their full region, and apparently KPFK is having some problems about this as well.
So. Ramses.
Okay, Ramses.
Oh, so thank you for bringing the monthly report. I want to say, I think maybe somebody earlier may have mentioned this, but you know, it would be great to have the ability to find out exactly what some of these expenses are, and maybe I can recommend if we can try to have that by like the quarterly reports or something a little bit more reasonable, because it does help to have, you know, questions answered right away. I know we can send emails and then follow up, but with so many people on the board, I think it'd be great if we're all in the same room when the question is asked and we know exactly what the expense is and then just move on, right? It's, I think it's also a bit more efficient. And then that way you don't repeat the question again later if somebody didn't check the email or anything, right? And we understood, or it's already in the minutes or something. So I want to say a couple other things. Something, discussion points were made about, again, the role of the board to do more fundraising, and I think that's agreeable by everybody. I would just caution that we don't see the board be solely or primarily a fundraising model type of board. And I say that also because I've noticed a lot of nonprofits exist out there that use that model, and then before you know it, it's the decisions and everything being done at that organization becomes limited to the ideas and you know, of the management, right, or the top people, right, like the executive director or just a handful of people, you know, running things at all times, and then the boards sometimes become like just a rubber stamp, you know, type of format, right? They basically approve everything. So going back to Andrea's comments, you know, We should have the ownership over the budget, right? Should we go into it as far or like very far and try to manage it? You know, maybe not. But there's got to be a balance where we feel comfortable how things are being spent, right? And we have to be ready to tell our management, indicate to them our priorities at all times, and actually see that, you know, be brought back to us and understood from them in some way, right? So we don't feel like they're just going off doing whatever they want and then creating this stress between us and management, or some of us here in management. So I would always advocate having like a mixed role format for a board, and largely because I think it creates a bad dynamic as an organization to just limit this room full of people, especially in elected positions, to just fundraise or make that the only thing they do. No, I know you didn't. I know. So apologize if it sounded like that, Louis. But I know, I feel like in the past there's been comments that kind of go in that direction. And I'm just like not in favor of that based on a lot of experiences seeing nonprofits. The other thing I want to just quickly point out is we are spending a lot of time on this agenda item. And, you know, for folks who have specific questions or requests, put them through. Just because I'm looking at the agenda, and at first I'm like, oh, we're ahead of time, 20 minutes. Now we're like exactly where we should be. But have spent probably two or three times the amount of time that was allotted for this discussion. And it's actually a discussion agenda item that I think almost every time turns into like twice the amount of the length, you know, that we allotted time for. So that's all.
Pardon? Okay.
I have a resolution.
Sorry. I'll move the agenda.
Can I have a resolution?
So we get to vote on whether or not we're moving, or I get to rule.
We have one more person who has not spoken at all, and we have a list of four people
who have already spoken.
So can we just finish those? And then
do I rule on this, or is it?
Simple majority.
Okay. So. All in favor of moving the agenda, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You voting? 8. Is that what you got? Against. Against moving the agenda?
Do you want to move the agenda or do you want to stay on the agenda?
Okay. Could you have your hands up?
Keep your hands up.
We're counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're against. It's 7 to 8. That's my count. So it does pass. A simple majority. No.
Wait, but isn't that a motion to close debate, right?
There's no debate because
Madam Chair, if we had just finished the stack, I actually do have a proposal. I feel like it's being railroaded and precluded. I didn't speak twice. I spoke once. And I was recognized for a second.
Okay, we've got a vote change. Okay, we got a vote change. We're going forward with the stack, and you are chairing because
the stack
I'm
closed.
You're gonna go.
And the stack.
And the stack is closed. Great. So the list is closed. Who's next on the list?
Okay. David.
All right. I just want to note in passing my dismay at the sort of reflexive presumption that the paid staff people are acting in their self-interest and will. Cut out the unpaid staff. I'm an unpaid staff member, and I believe it's an incredible privilege to be part of KPFA, and I put my energy into supporting KPFA, and I don't feel entitled to anything in particular. But that said, I also really like Joy's idea of investing in development. I don't know whether we need to pay, I don't know whether it's a full-time development director position or some kind of commission deal or something, but I do like the idea of using some of this money to try and generate more money.
Do you have the list? Who's next?
J.
Janet, and then Jose Luis, then Virginia, then Andrea.
Okay, Janet.
Yeah. Yeah. Jose Luis, Virginia, and Andrea. Okay. You three have spoken.
Okay. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. So several things. First, I too support the idea of a development director, but. I want to remind people that this body is responsible for the budget. According to the bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties, A, to review and approve the station's budget, and this is something that has not happened since I've been on this board, and make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors regarding the station's budget, actual income, and expenditures. I'm not aware of what the general manager's responsibility is when it comes to the budget, but that's not in the bylaws. I would like to see a job description in any case. I just want to remind this body of the budget responsibilities of this local station board. In addition, when it comes to fundraising, also specific powers and duties, it says to assist in station fundraising activities, not to do it, but to assist in. Okay, and I don't object to that. It's just not the major responsibility, power, and duty of this board. Then I want to also remind this body that the way KPFA, the LSB, has done its budgeting is different from all the four other stations. They all have finance committees. And so KPFA only has the treasurer who is involved in the budgeting, but working it out or whatever, and then bringing it back to this body. But other stations have finance committees with people who are not on the board even, on the finance committee. It's a subcommittee, actually. And then at some point I'd like to hear, and I don't know, I guess the stack is closed, but we have the chair of the National Finance Committee here, and so it would be good if we could hear something about the budget and what we've been discussing here with this additional $900,000 more or plus. And then finally, as far as the audit goes, yes, the audit is in the bylaws, and that's under the powers and duties of the PNB. It's one of the items that an audit is required. Okay, I'll stop.
Jose Luis, and actually really quick, I should recognize that Cynthia Johnson just came in and joined our meeting. Board member, go ahead.
So I've been listening, I've been understanding what everyone's been saying, and I'm very concerned about our budget. I am expenses, and our general manager, because this budget is a social contract that he has to abide by. He can move things around, but we've set a budget, and the national board has set a budget, and he has to live within it. If you look at line 109, total development expenses, he's gone over by $88,595 over what we allotted. That's a huge amount. Line 109. We budgeted $178,666. He spent $267,261. This cries out to me that we need a development director that will abide by it. That's the salary of a development director he just spent. Not sure if he's paying attention to this, but we are, and the national board will pay attention to this. And the new executive director will pay attention to this. Somebody needs to talk to him about this line item. Now, I understand that, you know, of that line item, there's total expenses. When we look at it, it drops down. That's line 117 to $47,778. So he's half off or a little less than half off with the total budget. And I know he has wiggle room to move around items, but he's still $47,778 over what we have allotted in budget. And I would like an explanation from him. How can this happen? What is he doing?
Well, first of all, Jose Luis, that's the total for the department, and there are a lot of parts in there that we can't say the general manager is directly responsible for every one of those categories. But it is, even just looking at the total for the department, it is a big difference between what's budgeted. And he was not on staff when the budget was made, but it might be different for a budget that he had something to say about, but I will keep the note and convey that to him and to the business manager. Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just the allocation that Jose Luis is talking about. Is that not the premiums that were purchased in November?
That is one item that's largely over budget, yes. A big part of that total is from the premiums. Okay, who's next?
Virginia.
So, Jose Luis, you're done? Okay.
Okay, now, I don't sometimes speak off the cuff great, but if I seemed like I was having a reflexive anti-paid staff thing that David said, I don't mean to sound that way. I value the paid staff on air and off a lot. I just think that is important to have a role that people, they have an inherent self-interest. That's just the way it is. And if I were in my job, on the board of my job, it would be the same way. That's just a fact. So there are 200 some unpaid staff members. Sometimes from what I know of some of them, they don't necessarily feel so represented, and they have not apparently had very much of a staff meeting since Quincy's been there, except to talk about his web project. The main things I wanted to say, when I hear a couple of political comments being inserted into this archive, I feel like I want to counter it. That was one. And the other one is that blaming the lateness of the audit on the national office kerfuffle or whatever you say happened. You know, there were differences of strong viewpoints on who was elected and who had the right to be in management. There's still a difference on that. It is not resolved just because a judge may have resolved it. You know, it doesn't mean that some people don't agree with that. And I know that for people that were in that office, the audit was being prepared for. It was almost ready. I don't know why it didn't get ready after they were kicked out of the office, but it was very close to being ready. And one of the problems with, and I'm on the audit committee, new on the audit committee too, is that these reports are not timely to... In a lot of organizations, including nonprofits, I think Donald spoke to this too, or some people, others, that there needs to be a system, despite how the different streams are complicated, so that it's more caught up, and that it doesn't, that people aren't a year and a half behind, so they have to rush to throw everything into the system. It needs to stay more current than it is, so the audit doesn't take forever.
Okay, thank you. And so Andrea is the last speaker.
I'd like to make a motion, and it has three parts.
I would like to, one, move that the LSB amend the 2015 budget to include an expense of up to $80,000 to provide for the hiring of a full-time development director. Number two, I have it written down. So
you do. We have those little forms.
I have it. I'm reading from it, in fact. Number two, that the LSB develop a list of budget priorities for the 2016 budget that includes input from listeners via the CAB and report to listeners programs, at least. Number three, that based on previous LSB resolutions, the LSB recommend the full funding of at least one additional full-time equivalent for the apprenticeship program and production of the Full Circle program.
Second.
I'd like an opportunity to motivate my motion. There are three parts of a motion. You can make a motion to divide if you want to.
And do we deal with these right now, or do they become new business?
No, the business was what it's under this agenda item.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be moved now.
Could you reread it?
I can. I'll give a copy of it, but I'll take it step by step. Number one, that the LSP amend the 2015 budget of up to $80,000. I am really concerned that we've spent a lot of money on the Goal Busters consultancy. We had 2 years where we spent, somebody can help me out with this, but I think it was in the neighborhood of $50,000 a year. It was more than that. And all that work was done, and the final result of it supposedly was that now we're ready for a development director, that they were getting us ready for a development director. So please let us not good, bad, or ugly, Goal Busters did do some work, and we could build on that. And let's go ahead and strike while the iron's hot, get a plan in place for making money and for building our capacity to raise money. This board has approved this resolution time and time again. I think it was the Australian guy, what was his name? Andrew Phillips. And he said, well, we can't hire a development director because that's going to cost, and that's where I got $80,000. So I'm saying up to $80,000, and
so would you read the sentence exactly without your
without me motivating comments? It?
Yeah, just so we get the sentence down.
Madam Chair, I'm happy to give you the copy.
I know, but would you read it right now?
Yes, that the LSP amend the 2015 budget to include up to $80,000 to provide for the hiring of a full-time development director.
So you're asking to add
microphone? Correct.
You're asking to add $80,000 to the expenses.
Correct.
Okay. Hold it. Okay, go ahead.
The second part of my motion is that the LSB develop a list of budget priorities for the 2016 budget that includes input from listeners via the Community Advisory Board and a report to listeners program. This does not preclude any other, and I think getting some input from...
Excuse me, I'm confused.
Use the microphone, please. Jack?
Jack, I have already read the motion one time. I was actually in the process of motivating the...
Okay. But we need to know what you're motivating if we don't have it written down. It's true. We need to... So you want... This is addressing...
Why don't we take a moment? Would you guys like to copy this down?
Budget priorities for 2016... Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm happy to let you look at it. I thought the process was that I read it, motivate it, and then give it to you. That the LSB develop a list of budget priorities for the 2016 budget that includes input from listeners via the Community Advisory Board, and that we have a report to the listeners program where we actually tell the listeners some good news for a change. Sorry, I was motivating. Number three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Based on previous LSB resolutions, the LSB recommend the full-time funding of at least one additional FTE for the apprenticeship program and production of Full Circle.
I can't hear when you drop your voice.
Based on previous LSP resolutions, the local station board recommend the full funding of an FTE for the apprenticeship program and production of Full Circle.
I have a question, Andrea. The first sentence was regarding the current budget. The second one is for next year.
Correct.
Which budget are you talking about for adding more money for apprenticeship program?
I would say for 2015 that it commence ASAP. And I will clarify by adding to begin as soon as practical in 2015.
Thank you.
All right. May I continue?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the idea is that in the past, one of the problems I feel has been in our budgeting process is that we haven't been very transparent. That what happens is that in the business office somewhere and within the station, we're presented with sort of a crisis budget that doesn't really leave room to make decisions about which direction we step in. Shall we try to do an outreach campaign? Shall we try to, do experimental fundraisers? Shall we, how shall we spend our money? Shall we take care of equipment and fortify that aspect of the station? I think it's important that if we're dependent upon this community, I think we need to tell them, A, that we got some money, give them some good news, because I swear to God, I can barely hear the word crisis anymore because it's one long, shrill scream. And it just becomes white noise after a while. So I'd like us to report, say, hey, y'all, something good happened. And then say, we want you to step forward and let's solicit some input and let us really seriously consider it. And I think that's the kind of relationship building and loyalty building that we need to do as a community radio station. I really would love to hear a conversation on KPFA about KPFA and about the unique role that it plays, that's educational, that brings in new lists, that educates current listeners about who the heck we are. Number three, this body has voted, Frank Sterling, I know Lewis brought up a resolution, but I even think prior to that, Frank Sterling brought up the resolution. And it's been brought up many times, and we've had apprenticeship program people come to us, and we have supported them with our votes, but sadly, those votes have all been hollow because we have not restored full-time funding for that program. And a lot of us see that program as one of the crucial portals between the community into the station that circulate the oxygen, that keep us in touch with a younger demographic. And those people, although it's not a cash currency, it is a currency of loyalty and community that I think is, worth its weight in gold. And that we really have to honor that. It's not just an add-on. And no, I absolutely do not support adding more staff at this time. Other than that, no. I do not want to add programming staff because we've got to develop our organizational capacity. Are you guys wanting to have a conversation? I'll wait.
We were talking whether there's a time limit. That's
let me know when you're
talking about. No, you can finish up, Andrea.
My point is that I don't want to blow this surplus on just paying a bunch of salaries to programmers and then boom, we're back at this. I think that.
Please,
I'll
please.
Wait for you guys.
Let Andrea finish.
If you want the mic, just put your hand up.
Andrea, go ahead and finish, please.
I do not support us. I feel like we could easily blow this on additional hiring for programmers and staff. And what I feel like we need to do and what has been exposed to us is the desperate need for capacity building. And that means how do we organize volunteers? How do we support people to be volunteers in KPFA? How do we develop the capacity to make money? That's where I feel like the money should be spent.
Okay.
Personal privilege. Are the time limits on discussion actually being enforced uniformly, or do some people get to talk as much as they want to talk in this joint?
How does this work?
Unfortunately, Jack, we did not set up at the beginning that we were going to use the time limits.
I want it to be clear that I am personally offended by the monopolization of the floor and the tone of the argument.
So I'll ask Chair at this moment, I'll explain that there was a 3-minute limit. I actually had started it, and it was interrupted twice. And then towards the end of the 3 minutes, it was interrupted like 2 or 3 times. And I actually wanted to make sure she got the full time to finish the 3 points that she's making or motivating. So I'm aware that it was a very long extended 3 minutes, but for very particular reasons, and I need to ask everybody here to let people finish. And you can look at me and ask me, are the 3 minutes up or what's up? You can ask me that question, but as you direct things back at the speaker, then that puts me in a position where I have to respect the speaker's time. And that's what I had to do several times over the last 10 minutes. So hands up, and then the motivation is done, so I'm going to take stack for discussion if there's anybody who wants to discuss the motion on the floor. And have Brian.
I move to postpone this resolution to the new business section of our next public agenda. If there's a second, I'll motivate.
Next public agenda, next meeting or today?
Yes.
Next meeting. So you're moving to table it, basically, to?
No, to postpone to a time certain.
And second it by Burton.
If there's a second, I'll motivate.
Okay.
Andrea? I know, side talk. I agree with a lot of the sentiments that have come up about investing in capacity building, but I don't believe in doing budgeting by ambush. If we're going to have a conversation about what we could spend money on and we're going to weigh everything against everything else, then let's put it all on the table. Let's not do it by something that's jammed into a treasurer's report that half the board and the management is not even here for. Personally, I look at this as windfall income. I don't think we should be growing the size of our operating expense structure based on this income. I think it is wise to use it to replenish our reserves so we're not wondering how we're making payroll because of cash flow vagaries. I think it does make sense to address some of the long neglected repairs and maintenance that our building and studios need and our equipment. And we can talk about if we're going to create something like a development director position, what are the benchmarks for that position? How much money does that position need to be generating? How many months in for us to keep it on? Because if we don't do this in an intentional way, if we don't do it in a deliberate way, if we don't do it in a smart way, we're going to be stuck with one more mouth to feed on payroll, which I think is probably the opposite of what you want. Let's put this on an agenda where everybody knows that it's coming, where our management have a chance to bring numbers and to bring their own proposals. They're right now only just getting estimates on some of the things the building needs. And let's not vote on it today.
Okay. Donald, does anybody else want to speak on this?
This is a motion to postpone.
To postpone. Yeah. It's not table.
A motion to table, you can take something off the table at any point. A motion to postpone sets it to over to a specific time, and a motion to postpone is debatable.
Before we vote, we had one little business that we agreed we were going to do at this point, and that is to welcome Margie.
All right, Donald.
Boom. I think it's useful to put this, quote, money that has befallen us into context. And that money falls under item 11 in our regular budget called major donor income. We budget to assumedly receive about $18,645 a month. And for the quarter, or for the 6 months, it's budgeted at $111,869. So this money that has come in under this category should not result in a free-for-all. It really has to be seen in the context of ongoing cash flow rather than, oh, goody, let's take this money and do a million different things with it. And that's why I support this motion to postpone, so that people can really think more deeply, thoughtfully, and have management involved in a conversation with us about what is the prioritization when you get some extra money like this, and how much do you keep in reserve?
Microphone.
Point of personal privilege. 2 hours are up for anybody parked out in the parking lot. So I would recommend.
So anybody has to renew their meters or something.
I would request a break of about 15 minutes or recess.
Well, we are at the time where we should be on a 10 minute break. But we're in the middle. Right.
We're in the middle of discussion.
Okay. Okay. I had two more hands, and that's three. And Cynthia, I can close this list and discussion. Burton. We want to go ahead and have the vote before the break, right? After the break. Okay. All right. So we should. Okay. So let's take the break now then.
How many people need that?
Raise your hands. How many people need it? Okay.
So I think the urgency, the level of urgency may not be as great as...
Okay. Okay, I agree. I think we should take hands, close the list, finish the discussion, and take the vote on the amended or the motion to postpone. Yeah. Right? And then we can take the break.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Let me hear Jose Luis first.
I have to leave, so if we're going to take the vote, we should do it quickly, or
okay.
You can go without me.
Okay, so here's the list right now. Andrea, Janet, Cynthia, Burton, so anybody else? Okay, and Mark. Andrea.
So I will say this. I won't oppose a motion to postpone, but I guess my sense of urgency comes from this notion that the GM is, like, spending all the money. And so so it sounded based
on my impression. Please, let the speaker have their time.
Yeah. My impression from the Treasurer's report was that things were in the works. And so that's what, so I would request that our staff representatives communicate to the general manager that we would like to just slow down and make sure that we have an inclusive process, that there are resolutions. And as Jose Luis mentioned, that we try to stick to our budget and try to have amendments be official and that we all kind of work together on this. So I want to oppose a motion to postpone, but I would make that request of our staff reps.
Point of order, Mark.
As the maker of the motion has shown no objection, I would move that we close debate immediately and take the vote.
Yeah, I'm going to need.
Chair, can you ask if there's any objection to voting now?
Is there any objection to voting now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's finish the stack. I have you at the end of the stack.
It's not about just her, and you're out of order.
Thank you, Margaret. Your point's been noted. Thank you. Janet.
Yes, well, I do oppose postponing. on the one hand, I mean, we did learn that money has been spent by the GM beyond the budget and already. And one of the items to add the hiring of a development director for $80,000, up to $80,000, that's an investment. It's not using up money, per se. It's an investment so that the money will continue coming in. So I would oppose postponing, and I support the motion, the original motion.
Okay. Cynthia, microphone in front of you, please.
Of information or privilege. Does the LSB have a fundraising committee? Could we get together sometime? I'm probably not on it, but could we see if there is a fundraising committee from the LSB and get together sometime to talk about some of these things, whether we vote today or not?
The way we've done the meetings about the budget in the past has been at the time we have You're asking about fundraising or committee or? Well, that's. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about a budget.
I thought we had a fundraising committee of the LSB, and
there have been people who have appropriate met periodically, but it's not an ongoing.
Given the new information, so it's just a point of information. We do not have an LSB fundraising committee.
Not ongoing. There have been periodic meetings where people have discussed, and we have discussed fundraising projects in our LSB meetings.
I support the motion. One of the things that would be helpful to me greatly is having the motion, which is a complex one, in writing. The second part of my support is the importance of having management here to listen and to offer input. And I would add one thing. I perceived the prior response from the maker of the original motion to my comment that I could not hear. If that I perceived that that response was a bit antagonistic. If my perception was correct, then I would like to point out that impaired hearing deserves as much respect as other human impairments.
Point of personal privilege.
Andrew.
I'd like to apologize to the previous speaker for any implication to that regard. I was growing a little bit flustered by the fact that I was offering to submit the resolution to the chair to have it copied down, and that I was having to repeat it a lot of times. So my apologies. It was definitely not personal. I apologize.
Okay. Final speaker, Mark.
They already have it now, but I could have just handed it to him.
Microphone, please.
Part of the objection to this relies on something Jose said, which I also pointed out the response to. Quincy did not really blow the budget that was blown before him. In fact, the web project, according to the presses here, is under budget about $11,000. So, even so, the entirety of the point is that we can't just say, Quincy, hire this person, allocate money and set it aside. This has to be done in line with management, as well as in line with the finances of the foundation, as well as KPFA. We got this money, but why do we need the urge to spend it without first checking on ourselves? As people have pointed out, we need equipment, we need repairs, we need debts paid that are past due, thankfully now are caught up with. We need to get the station in order. As to the rest of it, that's stuff that needs to be talked about beforehand. So there's no reason to jump in this right now. And that's why we should vote to postpone this motion.
Thank you. So that closes the list. Let's take a vote on the motion to postpone this motion.
Can we have a roll call?
Sure. Can I get help on the roll call? And this is the motion is to postpone this motion from Andrea to next month's new business. Virginia?
Use the mic.
Brian Edwards. Oh, I got it here. Thanks. Brian Edwards Teekert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
David Gans.
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher.
Yes.
Mark Hernandez.
Yes.
Cynthia Johnson.
No.
Janet Copran.
No.
Jack Kurzweil.
Yes.
Joy Moore.
No.
Samsara Morgan.
No.
Andrea Pritchett.
Abstain.
Louis Sawyer.
Not here.
Oh, he's not here. He's not here. Okay. Let's see. Ramses. Teon Nichols.
Abstain.
Carol Travis, not here. David. Barbara Whipperman.
No. I'm sorry. Yes. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm voting.
Yes. Yes.
Burton White.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm going to abstain.
And my name's not on here, and I vote. No, I don't think so. So I vote no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 8 yes, 5 no, and 3 abstain. So it passes to postpone it.
Thank you, Virginia. So it is 1:08. We say we take a break, a 10-minute break per the agenda. So let's meet back, say, start back at 1:20. That gives enough time? Okay.
1:20 by that clock?
Oh, let me see what clock. What's that? Yeah. It's like about 11 minutes. Let's do that. Start back exactly at 1:20.